Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast that explores the creative and curious world of work through monologues and conversations with artists, creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, and changemakers. Last week, I shared five people I'm thankful for, but as I listed person after person, I realized I would need additional episodes to share all the people I'm grateful for and how they've impacted my life. So today, I'm sharing five more people and how you can be inspired by their work as well. If you haven't taken the time to list out the people you're thankful for, do it. Then take a moment to let them know just how they've made your life better. December is also an excellent month to reach out to your favorite artists and content creators to show them your appreciation. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/570. Last week, I mentioned a handful of people that I was grateful for and thankful for, just how much they've impacted my life. I talked about my wife. I talked about some friends. And today I want to continue the list of people who have made a difference in my life. The first person that I want to talk about today is Gabe Ratliff. Gabe is an online community builder. He is an advocate for creatives, misfits, and just wants people who look at the world a little bit differently to have a place to feel like they belong. He has an online community called The Artful. That's what he calls pretty much everything that he does. But he's all about helping musicians and artists to really connect to themselves and to the audience. The thing about Gabe that has really made a difference for me is he believes in who I am and what I do. He shares the things that I create. He's invested in my programs and has really devoted time and money to really make sure that, you know, I'm bringing forward the best that I have to offer. We've spent many hours upon hours together over the last year and a half, 2 years, and I have learned a tremendous amount about myself from our time together. He's always someone to really help me to see what I'm not seeing. He challenges me to think bigger and to really go after what really matters. And for that, Gabe, I am incredibly thankful for everything that you've done for me, for my family, for my own community, and for the people that listen to this show. The second person that I want to talk about is Heather Crank. Heather is an animator, a podcaster, and a champion of creative people. She just has nonstop energy when it comes to making sure that people are represented, that they are shared, that they are celebrated and lifted up. I've had the opportunity to have many conversations with her, and she's always quick to share the things that I'm producing. And she just shows me how I can be a better champion of others. I highly encourage you to check out her work. Her work is phenomenal. I mean, I like animation and motion. Don't get me wrong. I love doing it myself. But Heather is an artist. She thinks like a storyteller. She wants to not only have beautiful work, but connect it to that emotional core. And I just think there's so much to learn from Heather and what she's doing and how she connects with others throughout the world. The third person is someone who has impacted my life in many, many ways. Her name's Kay Coughlin, and she's a podcaster, coach. She is a writer. She is all of the things that I want to be in my life, and she helps connect me to those things and challenges me to want to do my work better. She has made a tremendous impact on me to develop my online programs, Unlock Your Creative Journey. She's really been foundational in establishing Curiosity Builders, the online community that I've been doing. And she really shows me how to not just keep going and going and going, but listening and being willing to stop. not to quit, but to rest and to reconnect with those things that truly matter. I met Kay in an online training program for coaches, and it's just been an amazing connection since then. She's challenged me in so many ways, and she's actually helped me to become a storytelling partner with her as she continues to produce her own podcast. And through that work together, it's really encouraged me to be able to do my work better as well. So thank you, Kay. The fourth person is Christopher Butler. He's been a guest on this show several times, and he is one of the deepest thinkers in not a way that pushes people away, but really brings people into his thoughts. He has an amazing blog. I'll link to it in the show notes at gwtw.co/570. But I just, every time I get his email newsletter each week with his new thoughts, it's so deep, it's so rich, and so complex. And it just, he really gets me thinking about the possibilities for this life. Not just like the digital world, but physical reality. And I just really appreciate that about Chris. I hope that you will connect with what he's doing. He's very active on Twitter, really wants to make sure that people are connecting to not just the things that he produces, but to the thoughts that he inspires in other people. So thank you for that, Chris. Fifth and finally is someone that every time I talk with and every time we get together, I just am inspired and refueled with my creativity and in the creative journey that I'm on. His name's Kelly Baker. He's the angry filmmaker. He's written books. He's made films. He's a sound editor and a sound designer. And what I love about Kelly is like he's creating the roadmap for my future. The way that he wants to create this world of independence and to really tell the stories, but be able to connect to his audience. Like he does road trips where he shares his work and he approaches filmmaking almost like a musician does touring. And there's so much for me to learn from Kelly. And I'm just so grateful for the example that he sets about his art. To all five of these people, you have impacted my life in powerful ways, and I hope you, the audience, will connect to their work. They all have ways that you can support them, to share their work, to buy their products, to join their communities, their lists, and to read their thoughts. And I hope that you'll reach out to them and say thank you, because that is so much a powerful thing to do, not only this month, but it's a good practice to have every single day. If you're looking to join a community of creators, dreamers, storytellers, and do-gooders who are all inspiring one another to bring their projects to life, head to curiosity.builders and sign up for my community, Curiosity Builders. It's a safe place to connect, learn, grow, and share. And something that I'm doing throughout the month of December is short prompts of building daily curiosity called the 31 Days of Curiosity. I hope that I'll see you there. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.